The Jaguars have won 4 out of 5 since the bye week, including a 27-20 win over Houston Thursday night, and now back in the building on a Monday to start preparations for the Week 15 matchup against the Buffalo Bills. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars had the entire weekend off, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, after the win on Thursday against the Houston Texans. Much needed time away for the guys to rest and get ready for the stretch run of the final 3 games of the season. As you might imagine, a very positive locker room again today on Monday. The guys said it shouldn't be a problem carrying momentum down the stretch.
We had a very short week last week, and we had no days off between. We went straight from Wednesday all the way through Sunday to Thursday, so it was needed. It's kind of like a mini bye week for us, and I think it'll definitely help us get ready for Buffalo this Sunday.
I think it's some momentum here. We don't really talk about it much, but our approach has always been the same. You know, we come in here, we'll give it our best, prepare as hard as we can, and just go into the game, try to get better each week, and that's been our approach the whole time.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says this Jaguars team is a fun team to follow.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And what do you know? A real live hot streak. The Jaguars have won 4 of 5. Their winning streak matches any in the AFC, and things are getting fun. And that may be the best thing about all this. Yes, the winning is great. And it's great that fans actually got to talk playoff scenarios over the weekend. But most importantly, the culture, the mood, it's different. It's been fun to follow this team lately. And you know what? It's been fun for the team, too, and the players. They love the noise and the energy at the bank on Thursday. That night, that feeling, that's happening in the locker room, too. The players were having fun all year, even before the streak. That's a reflection of Gus Bradley. It's proof that the culture he wanted to change this year is indeed changing. That was the first step. After that, all else follows. After that, you can put more pieces in place. You can move forward. Who knows what the rest of the year will bring on the field? The Jaguars could win out, lose out, or something in between. That's where this team is right now. But where they also are is in a good place, an exciting place, a fun place. They haven't been there in a while. And because they are, this season is a win already. And the future? Well, that looks as bright and as fun as it has in a long time.
Thank you, John. Defensive tackle Roy Miller is the guest on Jaguars All Access tonight at 7 o'clock on CBS 47. Jeff Lagerman and TV's Brent Martineau are the hosts. The Jaguars are off Tuesday, but back on the practice fields Wednesday in preparation for Sunday's game here at Everbank Field against the Buffalo Bills. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.